Hi, I'm Ben McKenzie, and this is a bonus footnote of an episode to say that, unfortunately, our episode about Monstrous Regiment has been delayed until later in the month. We're hoping to bring it to you around the 25th of March. This means we've sadly missed the opportunity to release an episode about the book on International Women's Day, but we didn't want to leave you with nothing. So, since it is International Women's Day and Liz can't be here, I wanted to take a quick moment to recommend some other Discworld podcasts hosted by women and non-binary folks. Number one on the list is our sibling podcast, The Truth Shall Make Ye Fret, hosted by Joanna Hagen and Francine Carroll. If you've been listening to Pratchat for any length of time, then you'll have heard Jo and Francine pop up as guests in some of our special bonus episodes, and we've guested on their show as well. They release 3 weekly episodes a month, usually taking a week off between books, and they've already discussed Monstrous Regiment back in April last year. They're currently up to Unseen Academicals, so like us, they're running out of books, but they've also been covering some of Pratchett's other work, including the television adaptations, so they should be going until at least the end of the year. If you're looking for something with a different vibe, there's always Disc Coverers, which is a hell of a good pun name. It's hosted by Iris J, Grace Lovelace, Belina Morgan, and Juniper Theory, who all have the best names. They bill themselves as the only podcast that reads, reviews, and ranks all 41 of Terry Pratchett's Discworld novels. They release an episode every month or two, and they most recently covered Thief of Time in February, so they're not quite up to Monstrous Regiment, but probably soon. There's also Nanny Ogg's Book Club, a spin-off from the Hyperfixations podcast. It comes out mostly monthly, and hosts Tessa and Nigel have most recently discussed Going Postal in their episode from December. They occasionally rank the books too, though so far only within each sub-series when it's finished. They covered Monstrous Regiment in September last year. If you'd like to branch out a bit, there are also a couple of broader book podcasts who frequently read and discuss the Discworld. One is Teaching My Cat to Read, where hosts Eli, Em, Ro, and Lottie discuss a variety of different books, but they've included many Pratchett novels, including Small Gods, Good Omens, Hogfather, and Guards, Guards. Their last episode was in November last year, but they'll probably be back sometime this year. Another show is Fiction Fans, hosted by Sarah and Lily, who not only read and discuss books new and old, but sometimes have authors on for interviews, including Rhianna Pratchett and Rob Wilkins. They've powered through a bunch of Discworld novels, most recently The We Free Men in February. So they're not quite up to Monstrous Regiment, but it should be their next one. And of course, there are many, many more Discworld and Discworld adjacent podcasts. This is just a highlight of some of the ones which are hosted entirely by women and or non-binary folks. You can find a list of Pratchett and Discworld podcasts at our side project, the Guild of Recappers and Podcasters. Though I will admit, it's not quite as up to date at the moment as I would like. I'm hoping to refresh it soon. If that sounds like something you'd like to help with, do get in touch. I could use a volunteer or two, but don't feel obliged. If you want to make a difference this International Women's Day, why not take up the challenge of the official United Nations theme, Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress? We know from research over many, many years that investing in the well-being of women is one of the best ways to invest in the well-being of any community. And this year's theme is a call to action to fund the initiatives, services, and businesses that will make a difference in gender equality. If you're not sure where to start, maybe if you enjoy any of the podcasts I've just mentioned, you could support them. Many of them have optional subscriptions, and I've linked to those in the episode notes where appropriate. But you could also donate to a local charity or community organisation that supports women where you are. If you're in Melbourne, one particularly suited to this year's theme would be the Victorian Women's Trust, who do lots to support women and girls, including supporting other community organisations through their grants program. I'd also like to, before I go, give you a heads up that our April episode will be discussing two of Pratchett's animal-themed short stories, Hollywood Chickens, which you can find in A Blink of the Screen, and From the Horse's Mouth, which was recently published in A Stroke of the Pen, though you can also find an earlier version of the story in The Time-Travelling Caveman and in some editions of The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner. Our guest will be the author of The Animals in That Country, Laura Jean McKay, and you can send us questions via social media using the hashtag Pratchat77 or via email to chat@pratchatpodcast.com. That's all from me for now, and who knows? If we ever have to delay a podcast that's due out on the 19th of November, perhaps I'll make a bonus mini-episode recommending other Discworld podcasts hosted only by men. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember, InternationalWomen'sDay.com is run by a British PR firm, and their themes have nothing to do with the United Nations.